This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing. Today's daf is Daf Lamed Vov in the Masechet Avodah Zorah, and we're starting from the last line of Lamed Hamed Beit Hashem and Shaleim. So the other gezerah that we saw in the Mishnah, which we don't quite know why they asked it. We dealt so far with the cholov and what the problem would be of the chalav, which is could be the mixture of cholov tame that we wouldn't recognize because of our confusion with nisyuve chalva, even if we attempted to make gvina from it. And then the next thing that we spoke about was pot, and we came out that pot, it would appear, at least the way that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about with Rav Chelva, that there was actually a heter for pot. And we saw it. We don't know exactly what the issue was with pot, but we did find some of the Rishonim who explained that the reason that they were discussing a non-existent bittul of the gezerah was because even a non-existent bittul of a gezerah is useful. Since, for some reason, the pot wasn't chal. Now, it could be, there's a number of different ways in which something could be not chal. First of all, as we mentioned yesterday, it could be it's not chal because, we're going to see today, there were things that the people never were makabel in the first place because it was too difficult. Such a thing that never catches on becomes bottle by itself. Doesn't require a person to be matirit, and because of that, if you hold it, it never caught on. And I mentioned to you yesterday that there are those who learned that, particularly the Mordechai, holds that it was a dover that was never able to be Aymedba, although you'll see that's another category according to some Rishonim, and therefore there never was a gezerah against pot that was binding. Therefore, he's matir everything. I mentioned that the Ramah Pasuk is like the Mordechai, however, with one caveat, and that is that he holds that if it's truly pot of a balabayit, meaning not that it was a personal guy who sells pot, but that it was pot that had been baked for his Christmas Eve suda, in other words, it was only for his family, and now he's sharing with you. That already we're makben on because of chatznut. But not only not pot palter, not only to be say there's no gezerah pot palter of a guy, a restaurant, or a commercially baked bread, and not only the din in the soda, but complete, according to the Mordechai. There never was such a thing. So as I said, the first category is it never catches on in the first place. For that, the Rambam says we actually take a survey after the first year, based on the Gemara. Not at all.
No.
Well, we're going to get to it today. We'll see. So if it doesn't catch on, it means there was never a Kabbalah. Bezdin, what it appears from the Gemara, is a fascinating thing. Bezdin cannot, and we base this on a pasuk, cannot force people into the gezeres. In other words, the din of the Bezdin is similar to Kabbalah Satayra itself. A Bezdin can tell you what the halacha is. And in that, there is no particular meaning to one Bezdin over any other Bezdin. In other words, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin tells us that the halacha is X does not mean that my Bezdin can't tell you that the halacha is Y. There's no such thing as being koveya halacha for Deris. As long as you have a Bezdin. I mean, if there's no longer a Bezdin, there's no longer a Sabbat, it's a different issue. But as long as there's a Bezdin, it makes absolutely no difference. The meaning of Torah is that it is meant to be defined by each generation, by definition, according to the way of its own halicha, which is the meaning of halacha. Then there's another thing that the Chachomim can see fit to extend the inyanim of the Derech Hashem because of Shmira. But that is no different than the original Bris on Sinai. So if you don't have a Kabbalah of the Am, the same way you needed a Kabbalah of Kabbalah Satera, there's nothing they can do. They can't force you into something. So Mamela, if it wasn't Mekobol, there's no such Gezer. That's all.
Something that's not the
Rice. Yeah, something that's a Takona, because of some reason to be Shemer the Derech Hashem. And we know that even according to the Shita, those Rishonim, who hold that there are, when we use an asmach, that's an actual remez, that it's included in the Torah's broadest vision of what the Shmira would be, which we find. I mean, we find the idea of Avram Avinu keeping Kol HaTorah Kula, even Gzeiros Derabanan. That means that we understand that this is part of the way in which it's possible to maintain a continued halicha along the Derech Hashem. That we understand. But the fact that the Am is not makabel at any particular time means that we're not ready for this, even though it's berumas in the Torah b'derech esmachta.
Now there's another category, which not everybody agrees is another category, in the sense that it's different from the idea of the Gezerah never catching on. But that is that Ein Rov Hatzibur Yochelim Lamed. Now that's something else. Over there, even if there was a Kabbalah of the Gezerah initially, it turns out just not to work. So people say, we'd like to do this, and because either of changing circumstances or because of misjudging what you're able to tolerate, it just ends up becoming something that people in the end just drop. So there, it may be Nogev and not Yud Beis Chodesh. We saw the din of Yud Beis Chodesh in terms of not letting people know what the reason for the Gezerah is initially, because of the fact that if they don't think it makes sense, they won't accept the Gezerah. So it's better to keep them in the dark, because always the mechanisms that we use for a Gezerah are different than the purpose of the Gezerah. So we need a mechanism. The mechanism very often sounds mad. I mean, come off it. What's really the chashash of such a thing? How often is such a thing going to happen? So people will look at it as being absolutely ridiculous. And because of that, there's no way that it's going to catch on. So if we don't allow people to think about the Gezerah in terms of its reasoning, because the reasoning is not the purpose. It's reason in a different sense. It's the mechanical reason. You understand? It's a completely different idea.
Why don't we tell them the purpose?
Because the purpose is to protect them. Nobody's going to take a purpose seriously. I'm protected. Well, come on. I'm going to come to this. That for sure we're not going to tell them. Shailism. We can't tell them even the mechanisms. Okay, so that we saw, that's a 12-month issue. But there could be an extension of that idea into Ein Rov Hatzibur Yecholim La'amod Bei. If they can't be omed in it, then it turns out to have been a mistake, so to speak. Sort of like Hataras Nedarim. So we thought that we could be Mekabalists, and we'll see the Pasuk actually compares it to Nedarim in the sense that Kol HaTorah Kulo was a Kabbalah Nishba V'Emet Mehar Sinai. So it really is Nogea Deshvua. In other words, the sense that we relate sin to Neder and Deshvua, we're Matir now, that's the Kol Nidre, right? Is because the truth is that our vision of what it is that it's possible for us to do ends up being a commitment on the deepest level. And that is Shvua. Really. So even though you're Nishba by accepting the Brit, and that Brit is externally mandated, but there's no entry into the Brit without your own level of commitment, which is Shmua-oriented. See, same thing is true from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, Givayocha. So I promise not to switch you for another Uma. There's the whole story with. Then there's a third issue. The third issue is to actually be Matir, a Takana. Now that you can be, but you need to be on the level of the Beit Din, because over there, since the Takana takes into consideration all kinds of variables and tremendous complexity, so unless you are capable of dealing with the same level of complexity, which requires you to be a Gadol Emenu B'Chochma U'B'Minyan, we'll see what that is later on today, my Machlokas Rishonim, so then you just can't cancel it because it no longer makes any sense. Now there's another category, which we've bumped into a number of times, in which we understand that the original takana was made on the basis of a particular situation, in which case you don't require heter. The only reason you would require a heter is in order to prevent people from just doing whatever the heck they feel like. But it's a formality. Those types of things that are formalities, we even allow, we mentioned yesterday, the strange shita that in the mistake of thinking that Rebbe had been matir pot, so since people thought that, we let them think it. So now already it's the equivalent of Rebbe having been matir pot, even though it's a total error. It was a misreading of what Rebbe was saying. But now people are not just doing it mitzad their own svar. Everybody tells everybody, well, Rebbe was matir pot. So we don't need a bezin to be matir pot because they think that a bezin was matir pot. Since they should have been matir pot, because ein rov hatzibur yecholim la'amod bei, or possibly because of changes in circumstances, because of that, we don't need to go through the motions. Now, there are major machloikasin about the takonas that we're mentioning here in the Mishnah, about whether those were the kind of things, for instance, let's take a look at the Gvina situation. So the Rabbeinu Tam understands that the nature of the Gezerah on Gvina was because of the Nikur, which is what we stuck with initially. And there was problems now of venom that wasn't going to be filtered out of the milk, and relying on the fact that afterwards we're worried about parts of the milk that remain stuck in the cheese that people will mistake for actually the whey, and they won't realize that there's something else in there, so then we have to worry about Nikur. Even Bizman Hazeh, even though it's Inomini Filiyashan and so on, maybe that's part of it, So because of that, he says, okay, well, what about everything else that we no longer care about Gilui? So why would we care more about Gilui, about the milk that's used for cheese, than we would about the milk that you buy in the bottle anymore? Because it's no longer Nogea. We're not makbid on Gilui, because whoever heard of a snake coming in your house and drinking something? It's a joke. So because of that, there have been a time on the stands, the original Gezerah was not really a Gezerah to create a blanket Yisr. It was simply an attempt to make people aware of the dangers of things that maybe they don't take seriously enough, and it's just a medical alert. It's not really a Gezerah. So the moment that the medical alert becomes bottle because of changing circumstances, you don't need a heter, bichlal. It was never given as something that was meant to be binding. It was meant to be dependent on the circumstances. Now, other Rishonim, including particularly the Ramban, who has a long piece on this, about how this is a toz gedola, and it's just awful. These are all Gezerahs, and once they're Gezerahs, then you need a bezdin etzkalo mimeno to be mater the Gezerah. It was not dependent, and because of that, he holds it's also, I mentioned that the Rambam also holds that Givinot are a blanket Gezerah, even on places, even though the Rambam doesn't hold that it has anything to do with Nikur, he holds it's because of the Renet problem, or the Orkevasavela problem, which is not really Renet. People think about it in terms of Renet. It's not really this Renet. Renet's non-kosher Renet is completely kosher, as the Gemara came out. So it's really the problem of the Orkevasavela, which is a different issue completely, according to some Rishonim. It isn't even because of the problem of the Nevela, it's because of the Bosbechol issues. So even if it would be kosher, or it would also be a problem, as I mentioned yesterday. But the Rambam says even in places where you don't use animal enzymes, you only use various chemicals, such as the cases that we had yesterday, Sraf Orla and so on. But in places where they would use, it's very common, they would use certain plant extracts, were completely kosher. Afalpikin, it's a blanket Isser, and there's no way to be matered because you don't have a bezin that's got a menu b'chokhma b'minyan. Because of that, as I mentioned yesterday, so the Rambam says, look, the minig is to be makbid on gvinot akum, and therefore it's like pritza to eat gvinot akum, even though you're absolutely convinced that they're kosher. They really are kosher. So this becomes now fallout from a gezera of a different time where they were using different materials for being mamid. All right. Then we're going to see today there are some gezeras that you can never change, even with a bez that's going to win on a b'chokh b'minyan. Now there's a machlok as we've shown him as to why. And particularly the Shmonas or Davar, remember the 18 Gezeras of which Bechamim Beitil, Tamid Bechamim Beitil, got together. And it was a supreme act of it. It was nearly life and death, in which they literally put a cherev in the Beit HaMidrash. And normally, they tried to avoid coming to blows. Tamid Bechamim Beitil. So as the Mrs. Hashem talks out, when he explains the reason why it is Kedai Hayita Lachuv Ba'at Zbechav Mipnei Shavarat Al Divrei Beit Hillel, all he was trying to do was be makma on himself. So he wants to now go through B'shoch B'chov Kumecha. What's wrong with a Chumrah? So as the Mrs. Hashem points out, a Chumrah where it's causing an outrageous tear in the fabric of Klal Yisrael's Yichud, this Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel was such a horrific, horrific breakdown in the integration of Torah and the integration of the Ummah that anybody who is ma'irer it is not doing something good, is doing something terrible. There's no such thing as a chumrah that causes breakdowns in the achdus of the Torah in Yisrael. And because of that, Kedai Hayita L'chuv Ba'atzmah Debichayev in the Nefashos. They actually, for the Shvanasre Davar, they took a knife and they put it in the Beis HaMedrash. They said, nobody is leaving. You're going to say your opinion and we're going to take a vote. Because these issues need to be determined once and for all, those 18 issues. And everybody was makabel those gezeras. This is the way Tosfos understands it, in a unique way. Because they all understood that this was life and death about how to face the future. And things were getting worse and worse. There wasn't going to be other opportunities for everybody to get together and take votes. And therefore, all of Yisrael was ready to accept this 100% because of the Mesiras Nefesh that was involved in it. So that for once, I mean, imagine what we would think if for once you could actually get rabbis together and they'd agree. I mean, we'd go, wow, this must be serious. So there was a real response of absolute Kabbalah. That you can't change bichlal because of the level of the Kabbalah. That's how Tosafot understands it here on this daf. There are others who learn that anything that was nitpashet b'chol Yisrael as being something that is so much part of tradition that they can't even conceive of its being otherwise, if that was a takona of Besdin, becomes an halacha that is unchangeable. So that itself is a machlokes b'shoinim. How far we're going to go. Let's wait as we go through this again.
And all this because we just want to have a bowl of cereal.
A bowl of cereal?
Yeah, with milk.
Well, I mean, it's...
Or cream cheese on my lunch.
Ah, now we're talking.
Okay.
Sunday morning.
Yeah. Actually, that was only for beer.
Wow, it's funny. It doesn't feel like Sunday morning. It feels like Matzah Yom Kippur.
A totally different feeling.
All right, so getting on now with the next case. The next case was shemen. Why in the world would oil be asur? So shemen, Rav says the makor of the iser of oil of goyim was that Daniel was gozer on him. V'shmuel amar, Shmuel said, what is this gezeira? It's not a gezeira. It's simply a misunderstanding of the halacha. The reason that shemen was asur was because they held that noten tam livgam was asur, which we don't pask it. So therefore, they asured shemen because as you put, well, I'm sorry, I'm skipping ahead. That's what he really means. But the way that he put it is zlifatan shel kelim tmeim osaratan, that because the contents of the Kalisa Rashi learns is a very difficult pirish. But in any event, because the contents of the kli that was nivla from the goy were tame, they were oichlin tameim. When you pour the oil in, the pressure of the oil hitting the kli releases some of what is extant in the dofne hakli, and it's exchanged now with the oil that's put in, through osmosis. And the part that comes, it's oily and cold, the part that comes out is tame, and it's betame, the oil, the shemen, and because of that, you can't eat it.
It's not warm.
What are you talking about? I mean, and if people aren't mocking, who ever heard of this? We make exeret for oichle tyrus? Somebody wants something torifying. I mean, again, everybody has to be, what about kelim of akum? Anyway, would be tummy. Forget about the contents. There's a lot of problems with who ever heard of blia being tummy. Okay, but this is how Rashi understands the sugya, and Shmuel immediately corrects. Sorry. Zlifatan shel kelim osrin. Asurin osaratan. So it's the iser in the kli, which is usually eno ben yomo, in which case it would not really aser because the way we pasken is noten tam livgam is mutter. But they held it was aser.
Only for oil.
They were geyser because it's so common. Omar le Shmuel le Rav. So now, if this is the understanding, so then Shmuel points out to Rav that there's no way that your approach could make sense. Because, Bishleim le Didi, look, the way I'm understanding it, it's a halachic issue. It's not a takona issue. So a halachic issue can be determined by any court according to its time, right? So therefore, if I'm telling you that the earlier Beit Din held that Zlifatan shel kelim asurino saratan, that's because it's noten tam levgam. They held it was asur. If a later generation decides that noten tam levgam is mutter, that's perfectly okay. Every generation has its own approach to halacha, and there's no such thing as precedent in halacha in terms of a Beit Din. Any Beit Din achieves its own understanding of halacha. It doesn't matter who was behind the earlier psak. And therefore, that would explain why Dechi Atar of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Martha, he says that Rabbi Smaloi, who lived in Etzivin, gave a drasha over there that the Shemen, Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Ubeitino Nimnu Alavi Tiru, they were matir the Shemen. Now the reason they were matir the Shemen is because Kesavar Dote Tam Levgam Mutar. And the fact that the shemen had been ostered by some previous generation was completely irrelevant. But according to you, there was no halachic consideration in the shemen. You say that it was a gezeira of Daniel in order to distance himself from the goy. I mean, if that's the case, we'll see. Daniel gazar alav. So how do you understand? Daniel gazar comes along Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and he's mavato. The gezer of Daniel, which is generations before, v'atzlan ein beitin yochol v'atel divrei beitin chavero, ela im ken gadole mena bechuchma, uv'minyan. Over here there's tremendous machloketing about what exactly chuchma v'minyan is. The Rambam understands, I mean, what do you mean minyan?
As the Rama points out, I mean, isn't every bezdin the same number of people by definition? So how do you possibly get a minyan? So he explains minyan means the number of the overall chachmei hador that are linked to this beit din. It will accept its psak. So in other words, it becomes a more and more mekubal beit din. It used to be we had a beit din agadol and so on our case, and Kol Yisrael was mekabel the dvarim of a beit din agadol. But if not, it goes according to the combined chachma of the chachmei hador. Remember that the Rambam's shita is, of course, he's mechadish this himself nearly, that the combined chokhma of all the chachmei hador is the equivalent of the Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's what we have. So you can recreate the smicha according to him. Okay, but in any event, that's how he understands minyan. Others understand it in a very simple way, that minyan means the age of the Av Beit Din. Others understand minyan in terms of the number of talmidim that are hanging around the Beit Din. Remember that every Beit Din had the learners, so you had the chairs that were in front. So we talk about, remember we had the sugyas about Shivna had so many more people than Chizkiyahu had. There you talk about hundreds of thousands of people. So we're measuring the godless of the Beit Din in terms of how much peer review there is really. Because the more people that you have an opportunity to share ideas with, the more the ideas turn out to be Teshuah Barovio Eitz, essentially. So that's the inyan of the minyan. But certainly, there was no way to compare Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya's chokhma to Daniel's chokhma. So therefore, there was no way he could have been mevatelet. How do you understand that? It was a gezeira. I'm telling you that in a way it makes sense. It was a question of a halacha. So therefore, okay, we don't care if Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya's bezdin was matir it. But how do you understand it? Omar Le says, Rav, who did you just quote, baby? Who did you quote? Smaloi? He's a Luddite. Everybody knows that. Smaloi, Ludoi, Karma, these guys are against modern technology. I mean, he's gonna accept now the cutting edge of the Gezeres der Rabbanan. These people don't take anything seriously. He quotes to you that they were martyred. You can't trust them for nothing. Smaloi, Ludoi, Karma, you're talking about Rabbi Smaloi, the Luddite. Ah! These guys, Shani Ludoi de Mizalzel, these guys are just Mizalzel in any of the new Inyonim of the Chachomim, you can't trust them.
Internet free.
Says Shmuel, shall I send him a transcript of our conversation? Eshlachlein? I mean, let's hear what he has to say about your comment. Maybe not. So Rav was a bit embarrassed that he had maybe overstepped the line about this, but in any event, he didn't take too seriously the question of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. Yeah, but that's because he never believed in the Tekkon in the first place. He didn't take it seriously. Omar Rav. So Rav says, listen, you know, the real point over here is, you're telling me that Rav Yudan, you're going to bring me a riot from Yudanos. Okay, so he made a mistake. Because what I'm saying is that he indeed might have thought that you were right. He might have thought that the problem was that the earlier Beit Din were gozer, the Isser of Shemen, because of Noten Tam Levgam being Asur. And therefore he was matir. But how about if I show you that he's wrong? So that's perfectly valid. I can show you that he's wrong. This is not a halakhic question. Was there, in fact, an earlier gezeira on Shemen, or was there not? He obviously agrees with you. So he agrees with you. Big deal. Imheim lo darshu, anan lo darshinan. So because they didn't darish the pasuk that showed that Daniel answered this, so because of this, I can't darish in the pasuk. V'achtiv. Look, it says, Vayosem Daniel alibo, asher lo yitgael bepat bagamelech. Daniel took on his heart that he should not become filthy with the supplies that were given to him by the king. Patpag is a Aramaic term for overall food. It does not necessarily refer to pat at all. As a matter of fact, many hold that it's specifically not pat because of the fact that Zer Onim took the place of everything, and Zer Onim usually are secondary to pat. They don't take the place of pat. Interesting. In Machlokas Rishonim, about how to view the nutritious place of Zer Onim, they seem to go along with the USDA on this and their idiotic pyramid, which all of the poisonous cereal boxes tell you to look at very seriously. See, no. He took Zer Onim instead of the pot.
Zer Onim is seed. seeds.
Yeah, various macrobiotic food.
Kidneys.
It's fascinating. Ibn Ezra actually says it's macrobiotic. Exactly. He says that people say this is a miracle. It's not a miracle. Everybody on a macrobiotic diet ends up looking better than anybody else. That's the whole story of Daniel. Ibn Ezra there in Daniel says that. It's very cute. In any event, it says over there that not only would he not eat the Patbag HaMelech, he would distance himself from the Yein Mishtav. Now, Mishtav is Lashon Rabin. What is that supposed to mean? Obviously, Bishtei Mishtaot HaKatuv Medaber. So in other words, what he was machmer on was not only the obvious Mishtei HaYayin, but even Mishtei HaShemen, because both of them, they're related. That is, once you're going to go in there for dips, you're also going to go in there for the wine. So Mamela, he asked the dips. The dips are usually oil-based. So because of that, the cocktail party ended up being completely usher to him.
Is it okay also by, you say that Yayin can be used for Nessa, also Shemen was used for Shia, is it on the Osman Shia, so it's like Nessa.
Yeah, but it's not that, we're going to see that all Chasnas ends up becoming because of Avodah Zarah, really. We'll get into this later today. Is the confusion between real concerns for Yayin Nesach and the way that Yayin Nesach itself, remember the way that it occurs originally in the Torah. Lo Asru Yayin Nesach, Stam Yinam, and because of that, the whole story with Zimri and Pinchas comes about. Zimri and Cosby Basur, because they were drinking wine because they had Asru, which ended up becoming a question of sleeping with them, which ended up becoming now issues of Avodah Zarah. These things are all very intimately linked in the Makor in the Torah. Yayin, Stam Yinam, sex, and Avodah Zarah. Not the Shemen, but he was marked on Shemen because Shemen will lead to, so again, will lead to what? If it's Yein Mishtav, so then because it is the way most of Shonim learn, because it's a type of dip that's dipped together with wine, they asserted it in the same way that they asserted Yain. So it became one Isser, if you are derish this possible.
Why are you worried about animal fats?
In what?
Because, come on,
man, in a Mediterranean diet, I mean, you get around. There's somebody that's going to be stupid enough to put lard in delicious shemen. He's been traveling to Hong Kong way too much. Over there, they use dog oil.
Rabbi Yaakov was asking, but the oil is used in Avodah Zarah as well, though.
Right, and we'll see whether the primary issue here all along is really Avodah Zarah in terms of actual worship. Not really a direct shash that a goy is going to be monastic. It's not the minute to be monastic. It's not every time you get a piece of oil. So that you don't have to be chershish for. Again, our sugya today is going to start the intertwining of the sugyas. We started off with things that pretend to be real isurim. And we're going to see in the end the way that the chatnut issue is really related to Avodah Zarah, and how that is tied in, bichlal, as I mentioned, this is the original makor in the Torah, is sex and Avodah Zarah. They're both called snut. So in the end, I mean, that's the egel. The egel azov, as the Gemara says, lo'ov d'avod Yisrael Avodah Zarah, l'hatu l'marayis b'fa'esha. So the whole issue is partying. But what partying ultimately boils down to chatnut in a deep way. So that's what we're going to get to today. So now the question is, how to be doresh the words samalibo? Because there's two ways of understanding this. We often talk about a person's personal concerns as his own heart. But we also use the idea of binat halev as a way of understanding things with a far-reaching perspective. Now, what does it mean over here? Rav understood that the meaning of vayasem Daniel alibo was that he utilized the bina in his heart to recognize where this was going to lead. That since now, Klal Yisrael was in Galut, and if nothing is going to be done about cocktail parties, then they're going to end up assimilating. He recognized that he had to be Meira HaLacha in his bestin to Aser cocktail parties. So the way that he did this was by Asering Shemen and Yayin, which really knocks out 90% of all the fun.
Only 90%?
I
was just thinking about Purim, yeah.
I wish we could catch this. People complain that they can't hear your comments because of the directional mic, and it's because of the noise and the echoes that I have. I have to use the
old recordings.
It's very, very frustrating, people feel, that they can't hear the comments. Everybody's laughing. And what did he say?
Yeah, I just
have
to come here live.
No, no.
It ain't that simple.
It is a problem. We're going to have to try to work out something or other.
I have a few more of them.
Yeah, but the problem is when you pick up the echoes and somebody's got to start editing when to put in this and when that's already major. What we could do is get a decent room.
I know a great restaurant overlooking our body.
That would be wonderful.
Is there any room?
I mean, you're more wonderful. What a way to start a day. Yein nisicha. And shake on the shum kasnas. Heineken. All right. No, actually, over there was Makkah. That's okay. We'll see today. Oh, the beer was from the Makkah.
The beer.
Ashmanoim, actually. Exactly. We'll see.
So
there's the machlokas. So Rav Savar that the meaning of Alibo is the understanding of his heart, and therefore Lechol Yisrael Hora. So he told everybody, this is us. Shmuel Savar means a personal distancing because of the fact that he was close to the Malchut. He felt that he needed to take extra special care not to get roped in. So Alibo was personal, but Lechol Yisrael Hora. Now, wait a second here. Are you telling me seriously that Shemin is a gzera from Daniel? I thought over there in Tahiti, Bali said that... Bali, hi. So Avimi Notah quoted Rav. This is Rav himself, and this actually the Ritva learns the Kash specifically on Rav. Mishmei de Rav, Pitan, Vishamnan, Yenan, Uvnotehem. When it comes to Akum, Pat Akum, Shemen Akum, Yehan Akum, and girls are all part of the Shmona Asar Davari. Later we're going to ask, I thought girls were usher anyway, but we're going to get to that. So all of those were part of the famous 18 Gezeres that they were Meister Nefesh in creating. But I mean, that's generations after Daniel. So how could you say that Daniel was Gozer? Why would that, also again, Gemara and Shabbos, why would that be a later Gezerah of Tamir Shammai V'Hillel? V'chite, man, if you want to tell me, well, maybe it just means that Daniel, the Gezerah that Rav is mentioning over here, is indeed true, except that it never took hold. That Otto Daniel Gazar, v'lo kibel, as I mentioned to you before, this is our first indication, that you can be whoever you are, but if people are not Makabal, you're Gezerah, there ain't nothing you can do to force it on them. So they were not Makabal as Gezerah. And it took many generations until people were ready to accept this kind of distancing and had enough of a society on their own that it was viable. But if they didn't accept it, they didn't accept it. It was generations afterwards that Talmidei Hillel v'Shammai came along. They made the Gezerah, and at that time they were Makabalit. That's a very nice explanation for the Drosha and the Pasuk. But it makes a joke of Rav. I mean, Rav is sitting here saying, what do you mean it's a Gezerah from the time of the... There's no such Gezerah from the time of the Neil. So he came, Maya Sadute to Rav. So what's Rav getting up there making proclamations about that turn out to be sophistry? There was no such Gezerah. I mean, because he thought about making a Gezerah. I mean, are you playing games with us? There was no such Gezerah, then don't talk about it. Ella, what we'll have to say is that there were stages in the Gezerah. That initially, remember that any Gezerah that had to do with Chatznut was only given b'makom Chatznut. And we spoke about this yesterday with Pat. The difference between Pat in a field and Pat in a town. So if it's in a field, so then it's just itinerant peddlers, and you don't have to worry about Chatznut. If it's in town, so then fine, then you get connected to families and so on. So maybe that's the point. Daniel was Gozer because of his own circumstances. That was Be'ir, obviously, was the interrelationship with the Malchus of Bavel, but not Besoda. Va'atu Inu, now maybe you'll tell me that the Talmid HaShammai V'Hillel, they were Gozer Afilu Besoda. So okay, that we can sit with, but then I still have a problem. Because you're telling me that he was matir in a later generation, Rav Yehuda Nasiya, was matir the takana. Fine, I don't care, so it's not Daniel. But Shammai V'Hillel was way earlier than Rav Yehuda Nasiya. If you had a problem of Rav Yehuda Nasiya being matir gezer of Daniel, you've got the same problem of the Talmid Shammai V'Hillel. So how is it, Hechi Matzil Mishu Takata the Talmid Shammai V'Hillel, V'Tnan In Beit Din Yochol Levatel Divrei Beit Din Chaveiro L'Mken Gadol Imenu B'Chokma U'Beminyan. Not only that, it's worse than that. Because the truth is, even if the Beit Din of Rav Yehuda Nasiya would have been greater than Shammai V'Hillel, there was nothing he could have done about the Yud Ches Dvori. Because V'od Amar Rava Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bakol Yochol Levatel Beit Din Divrei Beit Din Chaveiro Chutz Mishmona Asar Davar. You can go ahead and be Mavato, assuming you are big enough to cancel, but not the 18 things, because Afilo Yavo Elio Beit Din. I don't care. If this goes all the way back to Elio Anavi, who is greater than Daniel's Beit Din, is greater than Shammai V'Hillel, there's nothing he can do about it. Ain't Shomim Lo.
Why does it mention 18?
What's that?
Why dafka
the Yidden? Let the Gemara finish. In shomim lo. Amar Rav Mesharsha, why not? Matam. Holu pashat Yisran barov Yisrael. The reason over there was because the Yud Ches Dovar became so much part of tradition that it was something that you're now going to be Iker. It's not that you're being Mevatel the Gezeira. People view this as being central to the actual keeping of the Torah. Now, Tosfos points out there are many things that, by definition, Reposhtu Yisurim Barov Yisrael, the Nevi Gemara is never Mechalik, that you can't be Mevatel. What's the difference between something that's Mekubal and something that's Poshtu Yisurim B'chol Yisrael? Therefore, he says, this Poshtu Yisurim B'chol Yisrael is not the typical meaning of everyone was Mekabal, and it's a whole different issue. It's because, as the Yerushalmi says, that they were Meister Nefesh, as I mentioned to you earlier, they were Meister Nefesh for these Gezeres in risking the confrontation of Shammai Ve'Hillel and the whole uproar that was, they literally put a sword there and said, anybody who tries to get out of here, we're just going to kill him. And people who recognized the extent of the Mesirut Nefesh of the Stakana were Mekablet instantly. Poshtu, he says, not that it became a gradual acceptance in a minute and so on. That's not the point. Which is another approach. That's something that's a minhag, is no longer dependent in Besdin, so you can't be mevatelet, because now it's not up to you to be mevatelet, this is the way people view it, this is the way we act. So it's more chomer in a sense than in Gezera. But over here, there was a conscious acceptance of the fact that this was a unique effort, and everybody joined in that unique effort by being actually mekabelet uniquely. So that is the whole purpose of this issue that we're talking about, the 18 things. So you should know that that's all very nice when it comes to things that indeed they were Mekabel. Shemen was not one of them. So even though the other things, yes, they took very seriously, Shemen was actually Lo Pashat Yisur Barov Yisrael. They never had this level of acceptance. Deom Reb Shmuel Bar Abba, Reb Yochanan, Yashvu Rabotenu Botku Al Shemen. They checked afterwards with a survey and discovered that people were not keeping that halacha. Shlo pashat isuro berov Yisrael. Since lo pashat isuro berov Yisrael, samchu rabotenu al divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel v'al divrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadok shayu omrim ein gozrin gezerah latzibur elinkein rov atzibur yecholim la'amod ba. You cannot make a gezerah. There's no way to force a gezerah on people unless the tzibur itself is able to handle that gezerah. I'm going to bring it from a pasuk. So since that's the case, the truth is that there never was a complete acceptance of this gezerah. Now, as I say, there's some who learned that that's not the same as the 12-month issue, as the survey that's made at the end of the 12 months. And therefore, over here, you needed a proclamation by a Beit Din that this is no longer binding. If, in fact, it would have become Batul Me'elah because it was never taken seriously, then you wouldn't have even needed a proclamation of Beit Din because it never caught on in the first place.
People would know that and they just dropped
it. Yeah, right. But just, I mean, you never meet people, nobody keeps that. Right. Sort of like Negiah today, you know. That's it. You have to pretend to be Mevatel. Yecholim la'amod means that
they can tolerate it.
Right? If it's not tolerable, and the truth is that Shemen, as the Rishonim point out, at the time of the Galut, there is a very, very high percentage of people that live in countries where they never see an olive tree. So what are they supposed to do? Certainly don't expect them to use canola oil. So therefore, they have to get hold of olive oil, and the only way they could do that is by taking exports. So now, what do you want? You want to get an OU hexer on the Greek olive oil? I mean, come on. So because of that, they were never Mekabel. What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to live without oil. So it wasn't really doable. And the makor for this, the Omer of Adabarava Mikra, where do we see this remarkably? In a pasuk. Because the Novi says, "Bame'ira atem ne'arim, you are mekabel on yourselves a klala." What does that mean? That by accepting a gezera, you're adding the oror that was given at Har Sinai, the Har Grizim and Har Eval, to keep this as if it's part of the Torah. Ve'oti atem kovim, and then you come along and you steal it, meaning you pretend to have accepted it, but really, you steal it from me by ignoring the very gezera that you yourself were mekabel on yourself. Such hypocrisy. So disgusting. Hagoy kulo. The whole nation is like this, but we darsh it like that. That means
The only time is Iika Goy Kulo. It's not that the Pasuk is trying to fault all of Yisrael. The Pasuk is saying, if the Goy Kulo was involved in this originally, so then you could say that you're stealing if you now do it against your original Kabbalah. So Iika Goy Kulo in. But Ilolo, if it turns out that the Goy Kulo cannot accept this, so then that means it becomes Batel. But it becomes Batel in the sense that you need some type of proclamation of another Beis Din that says that it's Matirid. Right, so that's it. Again, this might mean, according to some, that it became Bat afterwards. Not that it never caught on at all. Gufa. Let's get back to that business about the girls, because that's awfully confusing. Omar Bali, Omar Avimi Notam, Mishmei Derav, Pitan Shamnan, Yenan of Noteem, Kulan Mishmona Asar Davarim. When you say they made a gezera on non-Jewish girls, what was that gezera? Benoteem, Mahi. Omar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Gazru of Benoteem, Nidot Mearisotam. What they made a takana is that even infants in a crib are nonetheless considered to be nidot. Because they wanted people to get used to the idea that they should treat goyish girls as if they're menstruous. And the truth is, since it really is not uncommon for a child to be roya nidot because of the mother's hormones, so they were geyser. Just did the same thing with males to turn them into ziv, zova, which is also not uncommon because of hormones. So in any event, they answered this, and that was a harchoka from these girls. Geniva, mishmei derav amar. Look, ultimately, you got to know that kulam mishum avodat kochavim gazru behem. The ultimate purpose of all of these gezeras is because of the way that it leads to avodat kochavim. The gezera on the bread was because they made a gezera on the oil. Why is oil more obvious than bread? Let me restate that. They were gazru al pitan v'shamnan mishum yeinan. So in other words, initially, we understand that the obvious issue is the yayin. Okay, you think that the yayin is really all about Avodah Zarah. Now, let me ask you what you really believe about the chances of a goy using the wine. The first thing that comes to mind is like, look at this bottle of wine. Wow, let me see if I got my getchka handy. Takes out his getchka, whoops, then, come off it. So what is all of this about? Really, the gezera on Yeinam was only a mechanism because of the recognition that it would come to Benot Tehen. So you're going to start with the wine, exactly what happened with Benot Moav. You start drinking together, you end up in bed together. Ve'al Benot Tehen, so what is so bad about getting into bed together? Now, the Gemara's going to ask about this. Isn't it usser to sleep with a non-Jewish woman? But right now we're assuming it's mut. So al Benot Tehen, that's really Mishum davar acher. There was something else that was involved in that, and that is Avodah Zarah. And that's the point. In the end, it's all the concern for the attraction of belief systems, cultural belief systems. That's what the real distancing is. The way into those belief systems is first the acculturement, then the sexual contact, and then the belief system contact. And that's the point. They also made a Dover Acher Gezerah because of a Dover Acher Gezerah, which we'll get to. The Gemara is going to ask, what in the world is that? That's rather cryptic. So now let's start from the beginning. You said that we're worried about the wine because you're going to end up in bed with a woman that... I thought that's an issue d'oraita. But no, to him, isn't that a d'oraita? D'chtiv lo titchatein bam. It says you're not allowed to marry these women. Yes, but that's only the Shiva Amin. Like that lo titchatein bam was said on Knan, on coming into Eretz Israel. So d'oraita Shiva Umot, but not to marry other goyim. It doesn't say anywhere they're not allowed to marry a goyish woman. Avosharov de kochavim lo. So they came and they made a gezerah not to marry any non-Jewish woman. So atu inu gozer afilo deshar of de kochavim. Really? I thought that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai darshins from the pasuk ki yasirat bincha me'acharai. Why does the Torah have to give a justification for not intermarrying with non-Jewish women by saying, because the end result will, that this is going to draw your children away from God? I mean, you said, lo titchatein bam, we listen. That is a ribuy. It's coming to be marba any nation that would be maser your children. which means that any akum would be usur to marry. So then that means that it's not an extension of the gezeres of Shammai Ve'Hillel, of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, and the Yudchet Davar. It's a diraita. So Ma'ikel Amemar, what are you going to say, Aliba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, how do you understand the additional gezera? Oh, the additional gezera is like this. The iser midiraita is marriage. As far as having just sexual encounters with non-Jewish women, that's perfectly okay. So the only problem is derech chatnut. As it says, lotit chaten ba. Okay, but I mean, a guy who stam wants to visit a whore as a mistress, that's a not derech chatnut, what would be the problem with that? So they came and answered that. So diraita, it's only ishut derech chatnut. And they came to answer even derech znut. So that was from the Yudchet Davar. Znut, that's much earlier than the Yudchet Davar. It was the Beidin of shame that had been gozer on not sleeping around with non-Jews. Because why did Yehuda want to get rid of Tamar, who was Shem's daughter anyway? So why did he want to get rid of Tamar by saying, oh, it's you of a Tisaref, as we tiny, she's a Baskein. Shame went to the Kagun at that point. So she should be burned. She's Chayav Srefa. So obviously, well, what did she do wrong? She wasn't married. So why didn't she have a right to sleep with somebody? I mean, but there's no chiyuv of Misa. And anyway, he was the one that rejected it. So it wasn't an actual chiyuv, as Rabban points out. It was the Derech.
We're not talking about her Isra. We're talking about his.
Gemara's going to answer that in a moment. But right now, we're assuming that the Gezerah was in both directions. So that means that she, because he saw that somebody got her pregnant, he didn't know it was him, so I mean, who else was it? Couldn't have been a Jew. Must have been a non-Jew. So she's been sleeping around with non-Jews. So therefore, she was over on the Takana of Shem. So therefore, you cannot now tell me that the Isser Derech Znut is a Chiddush of a much later Beit Din of Shammai Ve'Hillel. That doesn't make sense. Okay. Let me make that clear. Diraita, an Oved Kerchov, and Diraita means over here including the Gezerah of Shem, in other words, from the earlier period before Kabbalah Satera. Only a male now, Haba al Bat Yisrael, the Moshe Batre. The point over there is that the Bat Yisrael, who was Tamar, who sleeps with a non-Jew, that they assert. Because the male will draw her out. Masha Inkein, a Yisrael, who sleeps with a non-Jewish woman. Look, they didn't make such a gezerah. What are they afraid of? A guy goes to a whorehouse, he's going to end up marrying somebody. And that's ridiculous. So they never assert it. But they came along later to Eno, and they were gozer, even a male Jew should not consort with a non-Jewish, even for hire. And therefore, it became now a new Isser of Benotehen. Oh, wonderful. I'm telling you, this is a hot place. Mars is going to ask all these questions. We spoke about that. She's not real. The Yavama at that point wasn't a real Chiev to Aser her. It was the Minhag that they kept. But as the Rambam points out, it wasn't an actual Chiev. It was the way in which people understood the nature of the responsibilities of reproduction, the way that information is continued from Deres.
We said earlier about the Minhag being... Minhag, it can be more Chamor at the times.
It's, yes, it's just, that's true.
So it wouldn't make her more responsible to respond to that chiyuv as a minhag. The minhag doesn't
perhaps
require.
It's not a chiyuv straight.
Oh,
they're going against the minhag. So that might explain it all. Yes, the Gemara. Wait a minute. It still doesn't make sense because Abal Avadat Kochavim has got to be at least halacha l'maishu b'Sinai because of Kanayim Pagim Bayis. Rabbi Yaakov just asked. Because the Omamar Haboel Aramit. Kanaim pogimbo. I mean, if we're allowing now people who are a mekane for the Shem Yisrael to attack someone who is sleeping with a non-Jewish woman, and again, that's a reference back to the original story. This is where it all starts. Wine, women, and song. This is where it comes together. So we understand that makar also involved the right of Pinchas to attack Zimri because of Kozbi Batzur. So that is Zimri's the song, of course. So then, if that's the case... Shimshon! Oh, Shimshon. He was a special guy.
But it was the same place.
What's that?
It's also Timnah.
We spoke about him.
It's very strange. Timna seems to have something with him. But again, he was on a very special mission. Remember, a lot of these, we were matir for David HaMelech also, Yichud, which we asked for everybody else. Because there were a lot of cases where we needed to be matir things for particular purposes. This doesn't mean everybody should go around, you know, being a shimshon. Let me tell you, if you can handle what he could handle, Shabirko Ba'amato, you could probably do it too. That's true, because he followed his desires. Yes, that's right. You need to be very careful when you're playing with these things. They're hot potatoes. So, what do you do about that? Says the Gemara, no, that kind of impokable is only befarhesia. Because over there, the idea is not the sex. Obviously. I mean, if a guy would have been sleeping with his mother, there's no tenekanoim pogimbo. So there's something unique about that particular event. The particular event had to do with the breakdown in the integrity of the identity of Yisrael. So that is something that has to be farhesia. Befarhesia, chamaaseh shehaya, exactly as the story was over there in which they were consorting publicly to make the point. Va'otu ino now comes along the gezer of the Yudches Dvorim, and they were gozer even bitzina'ah not to sleep with a non-Jewish woman. That's the word bitzina'ah. I mean, that also was an earlier gezer. That the Beit Dino shel Chashmonai gazru. The chi'ata revdim yomer Beit Din shel Chashmonai gazru. Yisrael haba al avodat kochavim, even in private, is chayev mishum nashga. It's as if he slept with a nida, with a shivcha, with one of the Yisra D'oraita, as if he married an avodat kochavim. And also, now here we're going to see there's another girsa later on, but the olive is eshet ish. So they were gozer on him that we hold him responsible for all of these types of intercourse.
You don't
have to do it. Exactly. So we say that she's stam considered to be an eshet ish and anita and so on and so forth. So if that's the case, what could they possibly add? They seem to have it pretty well covered over here.
Yeah,
they don't leave you much room. Says the Gemara, wait, there's still one thing. The Beit Din Shel Chashmonai were gozer only on actual intercourse. But how about the wine, women, and song without intercourse? You know, just a nice service in the hotel room. Massage or whatever.
Geisha,
exactly. So Yichud, lo, they didn't aser Yichud. Comes along now, the Beit Din of the Talmid Sham HaVeil, there were gozer afilu Yichud. Oh, I skipped the Nashkas, I don't know. Sorry. Let me go back.
Kiyata Ravin,
Omar, Mishum, Nashgaz. Nashgaz substitutes now Zona for Eshet Ish, because it's too much of a joke to call it Eshet Ish, because even their own Eshet Ish, they're about, so what are you going to call her an Eshet Ish? But if he's a Kohen, then it's as if he's sleeping with his Zona. That's an Isra on the Kuna. They added that also. For good measure. So again, ki gozer beidish chashmonai biyava yichud lo atu inu gozer afilo yichud. Ask the Gemara, but I thought yichud was a gezer of the bezdin of David. The Omer of Yudah Botasha, after the story of Amnon v'Tamar, they went out and they were gozer on yichud. No, that's yichud with a Jewish woman. Amrei hatem yichud of abat Yisrael uzupnuya. That they added. That's true. Av yichud de avodat kochavim doveret kochavim lo. They never asked Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. Comes along now the later Beit Din Vatuhinu Gozru, Afilu Ayichud, the Ovedet Kochavim. That can't be true, says the Gemara. Because Yichud of Abat Yisrael, I don't need David to be Gozer on. That's an Isser D'oraita, isn't it? Yichud Abat Yisrael, that's a D'oraita. The Omer B'Yochanan B'Shum R'B'Shim Ben Yehotzadak. Remez Li Yichud Bin HaTorah Minayin, Shenemar Ki Yisitcha Achicha Ben Imecha. Now what is that supposed to mean? If your brother, the son of your mother, it seduces you into worshiping Avodah Zarah, the son of your mother, what does that mean? But only a brother who's the son of a mother, he's going to be based at you, but your brother from the same father, he certainly would never do anything like that. It's crazy. What does that mean? Ben ein mesid, ben av ein mesid. And what it's got to be saying is that ben mityached im imo, you would not be around your brother who was ben another aim because they're not allowed to be alone together. That's the point. So they would never be living in the same house. So as you were talking about, so who would be close to you? What would have to be now a ben who could be mityached imimo,
But somebody else wouldn't be mityached imcha, because that would be aser. But meanwhile, for there's a remez that there's an iser yichud. So there, abedit mityachedim imo vein achar mityachedim kol harayot shebetorah. But that's only an eshet ish. That's only where the Torah asked the relationship. So midyoraita eshet ish would be asur, or the arayot would be asur for yichud. But then came along David, and he added afilo ayichud de pnuya. Then came along the Talmidei Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, and the Yotchet Davar, and they were gozru afilo ayichud davodat kochavim. Okay, what about that last cryptic statement? The gazru al davar acher, mishum davar acher, what's that all about? May al davar acher, mishum davar acher. Omer ibn Akiva by Yitzchak, they were also gozer on a male, tinok ovet kochavim, who should be metamei beziva. The reason is that we don't want kids to be playing together because they are very not makbid on homosexual relationships, and Jews are. We don't want the Jewish children to get used to those kind of relationships. Therefore, since people are makbid on tuma, so they would go to their tuma, and that way people will get used to the idea of keeping their kids away from the goyish gan. The Omer Rabbi Zera, you know, we were public school, yeah. The Omer Rabbi Zera, you know, we had a real problem in finding out what the shir, when you say tinok, what does tinok mean? We had such a problem. Tsar Gadol Yali Yetzir Rabasi. Rabasi didn't know. Rabasi went to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't know. Rabbi Yochanan went to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai didn't know. Rabbi Yanai had to go to Rabbi. And Rabbi Natan Ben Amram, he didn't know. Rabbi Natan Ben Amram went to Rabbi. And finally, he got an answer, which was wrong. So he went to Rebbe, and Rebbe said, so the question was, Tinoko Vekko Chavim, Mi Eimatai, at what point is he Matame Beziva? So in other words, at what point did they make the Gezerah to try to keep Jewish kids and non-Jewish kids separated? And Rebbe said, well, it was the Gezerah, the same thing that were Gozer on Nidot Me'ari Sotehen. It were Gozer that a non-Jewish male has a din of a Zov in his crib. I feel if it's a ben yoma. But then I found out that that was wrong. Because when I came to Rabchia said, look, it's all a matter of sex. If the kid is too young to be able to have sex with his friend, then why would we answer it? So therefore he needs to be, because a male is only ben tesha shana v'yom echad, is osir. So we were only gozer ben tesha shana v'yom echad. So I came back and I told Rebbe what Rabchia had said. Shabbati v'rtzeti devarai l'fnei Rebbe. Amarli, he said, well, then forget about what I told you. So hanach devarai v'choz divrei Rebbe Chia, who said that a tinok oved kolchavi me'matay metamei b'ziva, ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, because it makes sense, actually. Hoil v'ra'ui l'viyah, since the whole point over here was for homosexual relationships, why would we be gozer on them before they're capable? I mean, they may be playing around, but they're just playing doctor. But we don't view that as sex. So that we're not going to ask. Omer Ravina Hilkach. Well, then the same thing should be true about a non-Jewish girl. So a tinoket ovedet kochavim, but shalosh shanim v'yom echad. The moment, I mean, since she becomes ro'ui for sex earlier, so ho'il v'ruya levi'ah, she should also be metame beziva. I mean, why would we only ask her males? I mean, certainly, they don't only practice sex with males if it's a mixed classroom. So then we should ask her mixing with young females. Ziva. That's where we were gozer. We're gozer zav on the male, we gozer ziva on the female. But the truth is that that seems rather obvious. I mean, pshita. No, it's not obvious at all. Because you might have thought it's not only a question of sex, it's a question of seduction. So there's maudetema hayodele irgule. A kid who's 9 years old knows how to rope his friends into sexual encounters. But a three-year-old? I mean, she's lo yodele irgule. She's not really going to get the Jewish kids involved at the age of three. I mean, come on. You know, nowadays the classrooms, six, seven, but three. Yeah. So you would think that you don't have to ask her a three-year-old. Therefore, kamash malan, that even once we make the gezerah, if the gezerah is related to sexual performance, so then you don't need to have the ability to rope them in.
Is still in place?
Yeah, that's a different issue.
You
that's
think
not,
once you
not,
have
that's
that.
That's not a child question. People are misrachic from nidos in terms of sleeping with them. child has no awareness of the sleeping.
So this is the parents keeping the kids awake.
Exactly. So we need to view them as being, Zephas is a pathology. We need to view them as being malfunctioning. It's a whole different issue. Zephas has a completely different flavor to it than Nidah.
Is there still extent? Why are we still awake?
Well, because Tumas
Yeah, we're not very much. But again, we'll review all the issues of Chatnut and so on afterwards. I mentioned to you already that there are those Rishonim who hold that Chatnut no longer applies because, as I said, no self-respecting guy would want to marry a Jew anyway. So the Ramban, of course, Tainas. The Ramban Tainas is part of his very, very angry response to these attempts to be mato, all of these assertions, based on changing circumstances. The Ramban says, forget about the issue that these things were nigzar in a Beit Din, and therefore you can't use your sforas to be mato without a bezdin actually proclaimed a heter. But if anything, the fact that no self-respecting goy would marry a Jew makes it worse, because then the only way to get into the family is by becoming a goy. So you'd have to convert to get the girl. That makes it worse, doesn't make it better. And is it more of a reason? Not less of a reason. Hey, you understand the logical difference.
Why is there an empty cup in the middle of the table? You have to enlighten us on that. Because the people who don't have anything to put into that cup, that is collecting to help people have a Yom Kippur 4 days from now from Rabbi Kaplan's fund.
Thank you, Rabbi Kaplan. Fund continues for some cards. And please, those of you who are mishtatef in the minyan, please remember to be mishtatef. I would like to give them a significant sum today. Put that not in the cup, put that on the side, so that we can pay them off. For what?
What were you saying about Ruben Zohar, about pot?
It depends. Pot, it already legalized it. Is it really a Zera? The situation changed. Now we understand it's okay.
Maybe it's because it only be to eating bread.
Medicinal pot.
Vashemet shalem. Shemen Rav Amar Daniel Gazar Alav. Ushmuel Amar. Zlifatan shel kelim tmeim o sarat. Kelim tmeim? Ata kuli amo ichli taharot ninu. אלא זליפתן של כלים אסורים או צרתן. אומר לשמואל הרב, משלם לדידי, דאמין זליפתן של כלים אסורים או צרתן, היינו דחיית הרב יצחק בר שמואל ואמרת, ואומר, דורש רבי שמעלוי בנציבים שמן, רבי יהודה נשיאה ובית דינו, נמנו עליו ויתירו, that's because it's a halachic argument, כסבר נותן טעם לפגם מותר. אלא לדידך דאמר דניאל גזר עליו. What is that supposed to mean? דניאל גזר, comes along, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, mevatele, vatran ein beidin yachol levatel divrei beidin chavero, ela im ken gadole menu bechokhma uvminyan. Amale, come off it, who are you quoting me? Smaloi ludoi, kamre. These ludoi aren't worth nothing, they're mizalzle. Amale, shall I send him a recording? Eshlachle, ichsif. Amarav, well, just because heim lo darshu, anan lo darshinan, וכתיב הישם דניאל הליבוע שלו ירקל בפת בג המלך וביין משתב, which is a lotion rabbi, בשתי משתות הכתוב מדבר, אחד משתי יין ואחד משתי שמן. רב סבר על ליבו סם, that it should be אוסר, and therefore לכל ישראל הורה. ושמואל סבר על ליבו סם, that he should be מתרחק, but לכל ישראל לא הורה. ושמן, דניאל גזר עליו, אמר בלי, אבי מנותה בשמי דרב, פיתן ושמנון, יינון ובנותיהם, כולן משמונה עשה דברים. וכי תימת הדיון גזר ולא קיבל. ואותו תמיד הדיון ושמה וגזר וקיבל, אם כן מה יעשה דודי דרב? אלא דניאל גזר עליו בעיר, ואותו אינו וגזר אפילו בשדה. Now, how could Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi hechi matzil mishu takanta to tamir shamay vihilel? Vatzvan ein beidin yachol levatel divrei beidin chaviro elin ken gadol emenu bechokma uvminyan. Ve'od amar Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan bakol yachol levatel beidin divrei beidin chaviro chutz mishmona asar davar shafilo yavo Eliyahu beidinu ein shamim lo. Amar Rabbi Mesharsha matam holo pashat yisuro barov Yisrael. But shemen lo pashat yisuro barov Yisrael in the first place. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan yashvu rabotenu batku al shemen shelo pashat yisuro barov Yisrael. V'samchu rabotenu divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel v'al divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Pitzada shayu omrim ein gozrin gezera la tzibur
Elim ken rov hatzibur yecholin la'amod ba. Diom ravan avarava ma'ikroba ma'ira atem ne'arim v'oti atem kov'im. Ha'goy kulo, ik ha'goy kulo im, padi lo, lo. Gufa, omer bali amar avim minotovish v'dorav, piton shom non yenon uvinotehen, kulam nishmona sadavar, binotehen ma'i. Omer nagba yitzv gazrov notehen nidot me'arisotat. Gneva mishvedorav amar, the whole business is actually a series of iser mishum avodat kochavim gazruvem. The chiyata ravacha barada omer av yitzchak gazru apitan mishum shamnan. What? My umi shemim mipat. Sorry. Gazru apitan v'shamnan mishum yeinan v'al yeinan mishum benotehem v'al benotehem mishum davar acher. Not to mention the other davar acher mishum davar acher. Now benotehem d'oraita hitefti lo tekatim man. Well, you're right, it's only the Shiva Umot, the Shavdei Kochavim Lo. They came along with Gozer Afilu Shavdei Kochavim. Really now? What about according to Shimar Yechoy Domar? Ki Yaseret Bin Chamei Achorei Zeribo Yil Rabot Kolomei Sirot Bain Kolomei Mark. Okay, start then like this. The Oraita only Ishut Derech Hatnut. And they were Gozer Afilu Derech Znut. No, Znut's an old Gezerah. That's Beit Din HaShoshim Gozer, the Ktiv. V'ayom HaYehuda, it's you have a Tisarev. Okay, so the Oraita, including the Gzer of Shem, is only an Oved Kochavim Haba Bat Yisrael, which Tamar was over, at least he thought she was. The Mashka Batre, Ava Yisrael Abal Avedat Kochavim Lo, they came along with the Gozer, feeling Yisrael Abal Avedat Kochavim. Yisrael Abal Avedat Kochavim? Isn't that a Lachan of Shmisina? The Yom Amar Aboel Aramit Kanaim Pogimbo? No. The Oraita, it's only Befares Yochamas Shaya. Otu inu gazra afilu b'tzina. But tzina was also an early gezera from the time of the Chashmonai. The chiyater of Dimi Omar, beitin she Chashmonai gazru Yisrael abal avodet kochavim, chayev mishum nashga. So it's nida, shivcha. This is the chiyater Ravin Omar, mishum nashgaz. And so according to him, we wouldn't say an olive in terms of eshet ish. We'd say goya, as if it was their chatnut, but eshet ish they're not marked benon so much. So Zion would be zonan. Indeed, that's only nogea kohani. Ki gozer beidinu shachashmonai bia av a yichud lo. They came along and gozer even yichud. No, yichud's also a beidin of David. The Amar of Yehuda b'otasha of Amnon v'Tamar gozer la yichud. Now that was yichud of Bat Yisrael. But you could have an Ovedet Kochavim Lo. They were Gozer, even a Yichud of Ovedet Kochavim. No. You could have a Bat Yisrael as a Diraita. So David must have been ongoing. The Omer of Yochanan Mishur and Mishur ben Yotzadak, Remez li Yichud ben HaTorah Minayin, Shinema ki Yisitcha Achicha ben Imcha, ben Imecha, v'chi ben Emesit, but ben Avin Omesit. So it's coming to tell me that a Bain is Mityachedim Imo, v'in Acher Mityachedim Kol HaRayot Shebetorah. Yet Yichud Yeraita would require an Eshet Ish. Came along David, and we go there even on a Pnuya, but a Jewish Pnuya. Ota Tamidi Beit Shemai Beitero Gozer Afilo a Yichud de Ovedet Kochavim. Okay, and what's the second part? Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher. Omri Nagba Yitzchak Gozer Tinok Oved Kochavim. She Yitamei Biziva Shlo Yitinok Yisrael Rogel Etzlo B'Mishkav Zachor. The Omer Rabbi Zera Tsar Gadol Ayali Etzel Rabbi Rabasi Etzel Rabbi Yochanan Etzel Rabbi Yana Etzel Rabbi Natan Ben Amram Rabbi Natan Ben Amram Etzel Rabbi Tino Kovi Kachovi Meimatay Metamei Beziva V'yomar Li Ben Yomo U'chshabati Etzel Rabbi Chiyomar Li Ben Teisha Shalom Yom Echad G'shabati V'rtziti Devarai Lefnei Rabbi Omar Li Okay So Hanach Devarai V'chos Devarai Rabbi Chiyom The Omer Tinok Oved Kachovim Since the whole problem is Roy Levia, so therefore Metami Nami Beziva. Omer Ravina, well, if that's true, it makes sense to say that Aitinoket of Eret Kochavim becomes now a Ziva, a Zava from Bat Shaloshinim Yamechad. Ho'il Beru Uya Levia, Metami Nami Beziva. Isn't that Parsha? No. Because Ma'a the Tema Ayodel Argule, Ba'ala Yodel Argule. Kamash Malan, that it's only directly a function of biology. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle. So here we are, first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. On the bottom of the Shelahem is where we are in the last line. So the next case that we had in the Mishnah was the listing of oil of Goyim as one of the things that is Asur Ba'achila, but is not Asur Ba'ana'ah. And we don't know why it is that there would be such an Easter. So Shemen, Rav Amar Daniel Gazar Alav. Rav says that Daniel was the one who was Gozer on Shemen. Rishmul Amar Zalifatan Shakelim Tnei Musaratan. Rishmul says there's no problem with Shemen per se, other than the question of perhaps it's having absorbed the taste. Well, right now the Gemara holds it means literally the tuma of Kalim Tameim, and therefore perhaps the oil would have to be tame, and that's why we answer it. What is that supposed to mean? Atukuliyam also saharot. You know, I mean, since when are we concerned with tuma? Not everybody eats things but tire. I mean, what do we? This for kohanim or eating truma? I mean, this is we're talking about here as something that's nagei everyone. How could that be what it means? No, sorry. Okay, change the word from tmeim. You take a little too literally over here. Tulifatan shokelim asurim is what I mean. They're going to maybe cook up this stuff or let it sit in kelim that have shamnunis of isur in it. And therefore the oil will absorb the taste of lard or other oils that might have been used, and therefore the oil becomes asur. Because of that, we view it as isur. Now there's a machlokus over here as to whether this means that there's a specific gezeira, and that actually, even whether it would not be normally a hashash, so that, as we know, I mean, when it comes to other things generally, we say that if it's not a ben yomo, then it's considered being notein tam ligam. We have no reason to assume that dafka within the past 24 hours the kli would have been used, and therefore b'diavad it's osur and so on. But it may be that this is a chumrah. So Tosfos understands that we're talking about over here a combination of ideas, in which we'll see that later on the Gemara seems to take for granted that we want to avoid, again, a general contact with Akum. We're looking for reasons to avoid that contact. We can't simply say, don't have contact. So we have specific things that we prohibit for reasons, perhaps reasons that wouldn't stand on their own in some other context. However, all in all, when we end up not being able to share wine and not being able to share bread and oil and so on, this creates a general situation of rikhuk, but it needs to be justified. And so the justification for this would be a combination of the desire for us to avoid chatnut and ultimately involvement with goyim that leads to avodat kochavim itself, as we'll see later today. And therefore, Shmuel relied on this particular thing, even though maybe normally we would have said notein tam ligam would be mutter, but over here we're accepting that it was osur. In other words, that there actually is a takona, even according to Shmuel. It's not just a chashash. We had this discussion before legabe cholav akum. Is there a specific takona cholav akum the way the Chassam Sofer was learning, or is there a chashash of taruvas, in which case if there's no chashash of taruvas, such as at times when their government doesn't give it, where people don't do it, and so on, then there also wouldn't be any issue. The same thing would apply legabe shemen too. And if it's a manufacturer, it doesn't manufacture anything else, it would be mutter if it's not a real takona. This is, we'll see, Amaklopis Tanoim, although Lamais is not Nogia because we end up having been master, this is, we'll see later on. Omele Shmuel and Rav. Now, Shmuel Tainis to Rav, who said that it was a takana of Daniel, Bishlaimel Vidida Aminas Vipatansha Kilima Srima Saratan. According to me, that learns that there's a hashash over here of Yisr. So, okay, that means that it's a recent issue. And I know that the author of Yisr by Shmuel Bamarta. When Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel came and he said, well, Rabbi Smaloi was Derech, and Derech means that he said it as a drosha b'tzibur, meaning that it was mater b'tzibur. He said b'netzivin, which is where the big yeshiva was at the time.
Which is the Sabin on the Turkish border there.
Wonderful. That Shemen, Rabbi Yehuda, ubeit dino nimnu alav yitiru. That Rabbi Yehuda, this is referring to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, the grandson of Rabbi, that Rabbi Yehuda and his Bezdin, they actually had a special session in which they were monui and paskins to be matir the Isser of Shemen.
And the reason that they pasuk in the matter is because they held that there's no basis for it at all in halacha, because nice and time of gam is really mutter. And the basis of the original assumption that there was an issur was that even though it was nice and time of gam was after 24 hours, it was usur, and therefore they said, look, it was a mistake, and we're not going to stick with that psak. But according to the way the Rav is learning, you Rav who say, Liamed Daniel Gazar Alam. Well, what does that mean? If this was a takana from the time of Daniel. You're telling me that Daniel Gazar, and comes along Rav Yehuda Nasi, and Rav Yehuda Nasi, again, this is not Rav Yehuda Nasi, even Rebbe, this is Rav Yehuda Nasiya, who was two generations later. So he came along and about the way. Don't we have a halacha of Atznan? Ein beidim yachol batel divrei beidim chaveiro elohim kein gadol imenu b'chokhma uv'minyan, that a bezdin cannot come along and cancel out something that another bezdin was mitakein, unless the second bezdin is greater both in chokhma and minyan. Most learn that minyan means, I should say most learn, I mean the truth is there's three basic pshatim. Minyan, that it means in terms of the age of the av bezdin. Minyan, in terms of the number of Talmidim that are associated with that person, and therefore the minion of Talmidei Chachamim that are involved in the Diyun. And then there's the Rambam's Prat HaMinyan, and of course this is the Rambam always, who holds that it's the sum total of knowledge of Torah Shebaal Peh that defines the nature of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is why he felt that you could be Mechadish the Smicha, if you could get every, if you get the total knowledge to agree that we will now be Masmich people to be in charge of that knowledge. And according to him, the Negeter of Minyan is the number of the Chachmei Hador who ascribe to this Bezdin and accept its Pesachim and so on. And therefore, and there's communication with this Bezdin and it's from all over the world, and the number of people that are so associated defines the authority of the Bezdin.
But the Bezdin have a certain amount of people?
The Bezdin itself is a standard Bezdin. That's why it can't mean Minyan, the number of people in the Bezdin.
So Rama said, in effect, it was a Google standard. How often it was cited?
Correct. Correct. And
Bezdin is three people.
That's a very good,
Bezdin is three
people. Bezdin is, it would be a Bezdin 70 people. It's the Bezdin I've got, all of Yisrael. But there are some who learn that maybe, in fact, it means a Bezdin that they were Mosifit. In which case it would start off with Bezdin 23, and then they couldn't come to an agreement. I mean, but that's one sheet that is very far-fetched. That it's talking about that we add to Hanshik Nezegdela means the sum total of the Chacholim that we're associated.
Some are saying it's a deliberately expanded course.
No. It doesn't mean at any one time either. The Hanshik Nezegdela was stretched over generations, and they didn't have one time in which they were the Nezegdela in which everyone was aligned.
No, but I'm saying the format of 120 as opposed to...
I'm saying that is not... That's over time.
That's over time.
Yeah. It's not that there's a Bezdin of 120. So, in any event, how do we understand... I mean, certainly, Rav Yehuda Nasiya's Bezdin was not capable of canceling the Takana of Daniel. Or Marley, so Rav said to Shmuel, what are you asking me from that Ludite? Smaloi. Rabbi Smaloi. You're going to use him as an authority. Shani Ludai, the Mizalzal, you know these Ludites, they're always being Mizalzal and everything. You know, so they don't take seriously the psak of the Bezdin, of Daniel, so they're going to be Mizalzal in the Takana. Omar Leisa Shmuel said, Ashlachle, I'll send him a recording of that comment. Yes, it's Rav said, well, maybe we should look at this differently. In any event, he didn't want him to send him a recording. But, Lamaisa, I mean, Rav was trying to denigrate the Hitnagdut to the Takona by saying that. But what he meant was, and I would clarify, Omar Rav, he said, look, in Heim Lo Dorshu, so perhaps Rabbi Smaloi in giving over, of course he was right in what he said. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, I don't mean to suggest that he made it up. I admit that there was such a thing as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's Bezdin. However, they made a mistake. And just because they didn't darshan, that there was a basis in the Torah for this from the time of the Neil, that means we shouldn't darshan. I argue on him. And Ananda Ludakshina. Vaktiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, Vayosem Daniel Alibo, Asher Loyit Gael Bipat Bagamelet, Uvien Mishtav, the note that it uses, the Lashon Rabin Mishtav, which is Mashmash, Vishte Mishtavot HaKatur Medaber, two liquids, is what he had in mind. And he set it upon his heart, which means that there was a conscious determination that this was the way in which he was going to act lahalocha, not to eat the pat akum, which is the pat bag hamelach, not to drink from the yayin, which was stam yenam, and also echad mishtashemet. He accepted a takana not each other. Rav holds that when we talk about Daniel, who was at the Godel Hador, and he was Alibo's son, so that means Alibo, he held that this was the halachic, correct way to do it, and therefore the Kol Yisrael Hora, he paskin, this is the way that one should act. Where Shmuel said this was a personal korma that he made on himself because of the fact that he had been isolated there in Bavel and was dependent on Nebuchadnezzar and didn't want to cut any closer than was absolutely necessary. But it doesn't mean that he held that every Jew in the world has to be known this way. So Ali Bosam, yes, for himself personally, but certainly on the Chol Yisrael Lohora, there was no general takona, and therefore there's no problem for Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya coming along and saying, look, the fact that people were knowing in Shemin is there because of the thought that it's going to be also in Mesa Tam of Gam is also. In Mesa Tam of Gam is Mutter, and therefore we don't need to worry about it.
Is it not a stretch to call a shaman something that is Shatui?
No. Even though it's a different. Yeah, I mean, it's you can't be Shosid on its own, but nonetheless, it's something that it's the Hashivis of it is because of its liquidity. Even though it's used as a dip. But it's shemen qua shemen that's so important. It's the olive oil that's important. We're not going to call it a ma'akal. Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that shemen was a gezeira of Daniel. I mean, we know when the gezeira of shemen came from Bali. Not the island, but the chokham. Because Omar Bali, that Avima Nota quoted Rav the same. That pitan, shamnan, yenan, uvnotehen, that these four issues are one of the shmona asar davarim. So those were the famous shmona asar davarim, which they met in Kanani Ben Yarion, and they had a terrible meeting over there. They had to actually threaten with death anybody that tried to depart. They had the watchmen put up with guns at the gate, and they said, look, we're coming to a vote in this thing. There were Rabu, Tamide Bechame, over at Tamide Bechelo. They ended up passing Takonas, 18 Takonas that the Bechelo had to accept. And those 18 Takonas included one that had to do with various Harchakot from Goyim. And we'll discuss them at length. So that Pat, Shemen, Yayin, Stam Yayin, and Bonot, which is strange, I mean, Bonot seemed to be initially arised to marry Goyim, which we'll talk about in a number of days. All of these things are part of the Shmona Atzrei Davar. Now, maybe, I mean, I know the standard answer to this kind of thing is we've had such things before in Chulin. So, Vachitema Asa Daniel. Maybe you'll say that Daniel did, in fact, make the Gzera the way Rav suggested. But Daniel's Gzera, perhaps, was bottled because people did not accept it. So Daniel was Sam Alibo, like Rav said, Velo Kibel, Viatu Talmide Yalal Veshamai Begodur. Maybe now the Talmide Yalal Veshamai, who goes to the Yud Ches Dovar, they made the Gzera, and then the Gzera was in fact Mitzkapelet. In Kain Maya Sadut de Rav. So then what's the point that Rav is making? By the way, the Lashon of Asadut de Rav is very problematic here. Because Asadut means that he was saying over a Kabbalah that he has, was an Edut. And the way the Gemara quoted this before was Rav's own diak in the pasuk. I mean, why shouldn't we all be medayik? You should have just said. So what was Rav's point? It wouldn't be a riot to Rav. And on this, based on this Gemara, and on the difficulty of bringing a riot from Alibo, that it should mean that he necessarily was Mora Halacha L'Chol Yisrael, there are those who suggest that indeed we see over here that Rav was giving over a Gemara, that he had been Makabel. And what he was saying is that, look, the way that I was macabre, the understanding of this pasuk, is that this is the remes, the takona that he made. In which case, it was a sadduce. But if l'maisa, that takona never was mitpashetet, then what would be the point of it? Forget about it. I mean, it's a historical note, but it has no implications on halacha. So that can't be what the answer would be, at least according to Rav. Ella must be that there were stages in this gezeira. Daniel Gazar Love Beir. We already saw that there were distinctions that we saw yesterday with Gabi Pazakon, the distinctions between doing things in the city and between doing things outside of the city. In the city, we were gozer because of chatanut. Outside of the city, initially, we were not gozer because of chatanut. Comes along now, the Talmidei Vilna v'Shamai, and they were gozer apilu b'sada. And that is why there were two stages. Okay, fine. Let's even say that it wasn't the meal, okay? Let's even say that it was Shammai v'Hillel. I mean, so I don't understand. How does that answer the underlying problem, which Shmuel is pointing out? I don't care how you're understanding this. If it isn't a chashash because of the taste of Isser in it, which explains that, look, any Besdin in any generation can argue on any Besdin from any previous generation about an interpretation of halacha. There's no such thing as needing a Besdin greater than a previous Besdin. As long as it's a Besdin, they have a right to interpret the halacha according to their vision in their times. It doesn't matter if Moshe Rabbeinu's Besdin said otherwise. I disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu's Besdin. It's Tarsha Balfa. I don't have to accept some previous notion of what a halacha is.
As opposed to
Gezerah. So the way I'm learning, the Shmuel's question still stands. Officially, by the way I'm learning, they're arguing in halacha whether you're going to tell me that Neitzin Tam of Gam is mutter or aser. So it's fine. They held it was aser, we held it's mutter, we're maser. That's perfectly okay. But the way you, Rav, are learning, so I asked you from Daniel, good, not Daniel. So not Daniel. So Shammai v'Hillel. You're telling me that Rav Yehuda Nesiya went ahead and was matir a Gezerah of Shammai and Hillel? How could he do that? I mean, first of all, in general, if we know the general rule is but even if, I'll have you know that this is even worse, because if you are claiming that these takanas were part of the Yudchet Davar, then we're really in Gahak Tzoros, because the Yudchet Davar are unique. Because even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come with his Besdin, which is bigger than the Besdin of Shammai v'Hillel, we still wouldn't be able to be matir the Yudchet Davar, because the Ode Amar Rabba Bar Barchan Amar Rav Yochanan Bakol Yochol Vatel Beit Din Divrei Beit Din Chaviro. Anything at all, one Besdin can cancel what another Besdin said. I mean, yeah, some things they have to be bigger than whatever, but Chutz M'Shmonatzer Davar, except for those things, Shafilo Yavo Elio Beit Dino, even if the greatest possible Beit Din would come, Ein Shomimo, we pay no attention to him. We'll see in a moment. We pay no attention to him, in which case, the question against Rav stands. So, how's Rav going to answer that? Omer of Misharsha, well, I'll tell you very simply, Matam. Well, what was the reason that the Shmonatzer Davar are unique? Ho'il upashat isuram barov Yisrael. The reason is because anything that was made, and here we get into Rabbi Yaakov's question of yesterday, it's not simply any takona that this applies to according to Rambam. It's those things that are made as a siyag to protect actually Yisrael Terah. So any siyag that a Beis Din is gozer, once it is mitpashet barov Yisrael, it's considered to be now something that is out of the hands of the Beis Din. Because now Yisrael has been bekabel on themselves. So when Yisrael has bekabel something on itself, it doesn't help for a Besdin to say otherwise. And therefore, even if a Besdin will cancel what the previous Besdin says, it's too late to do anything about it. So once we add it as part of the Shmonatzrei Davar, now we're assuming, the Rambam assumes, that the Shmonatzrei Davar are simply examples of such a thing. Tosfos learns the Shmonatzrei Davar are absolutely unique. And the reason they're unique is because of the death penalty that they asserted. In other words, they were ready to kill for it. And it was apparently an extremely difficult thing to do. It caused an immense amount of upheaval, of social upheaval, and that created a lot of problems with Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel.
But finally they were accepted.
That's the thing. In other words, Tosfos is saying the fact that something was accepted by Rav Yisrael isn't the point. But if it was accepted, Rav Yisrael, the way that the Shmonatzrei Davar were, with this tremendous mesiras nefesh get is done, you can't just go ahead and cancel that because you're a bigger Besdin.
Even if things have changed dramatically.
Correct.
I mean, like, it's been so long.
Right, and it's because of the mesiras nefesh. Again, the Rambam does a pass today, but that's already not normative, because the last pasuk that we have on these issues is the Rambam. So now, Since in this case, shemen, specifically when it comes to the din of the oil, lo pashat yisro barov yisro. There, we don't have a situation which pashat yisro barov yisro, and it happens to be that we know for a fact, the Omer of Shmuel bar Abba, Omer of Yochanan, yashvu rabotenu ubatku ala shemen. They actually made a survey, and they discovered shelo pashat yisro barov yisro. They discovered that it was not accepted. Now over here there's a machlokas, according to most, between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns it was never accepted. The Rambam seems to learn if at a particular time it's not accepted. Though the Kesef Mishnah brings the Rashi here as an indication, it's not absolutely clear from the Rambam.
A dying Rashi.
Yes. I just said that.
I thought the particular time I was thinking around them, not Rashi.
No, I said Rashi says that it was never accepted.
But so I'm asking, so a dying Moses single word is not yet, but maybe at a later time it happened.
No, a dying means it hadn't ever happened. Meaning at that time it still hadn't happened, and therefore it had never happened. Uh-huh. So Mimela, according to Rashi, it's specifically this case because it was never accepted. According to the Rambam, it is currently unaccepted. The difference is, however, and this is important to get the next piece of the Gemara, if the Gezerah is never accepted, according to the Rambam, it becomes Botel by itself. Whereas according to others, don't make that distinction. It'll never become Botel by itself because there's always the problem of the Zilut of the Beit Dina that we discussed yesterday in the Ritva, that we need to have some Bezin officially cancel it. However, if it had been Mekubal, and then later it turns out that it was not something that people were able to be Machzik B'Yodan, then even a smaller Bezdin can be Mevato Divrei Bezdin Shochavero, because we need a Psak Bezdin in order to be Mevato. So it means according to the Rambam, there would be three different levels. So you'd have something that was never moved. That's because it's both of them. And he has the Seder Advarim, is that Bezdin always takes a survey at the end of 12 months to see if it was mitzvah shefa. Not if it wasn't mitzvah shefa, it's bottle. It meant that the gezeirah was never chal. Then we have surveys that could be taken later, even when there was an assumption that earlier it had spread. And then we can be mevatel it, even a bezdin miskaton. And then we have takonis that were made that are not siyogim, but were takonis for various reasons, chulurim and so on, that were taken on during the times, perhaps as, you know, things that were necessary socially and so on. There's a machlokas, by the way, about whether the prusbol is considered to be a siyog or whether it's considered to be a takana. And normally you view kulas as being chumras, as being non-siyogim. A chumra would be a siyog. Prusbol seems to be a kula. It's a whole, a very fascinating discussion about that.
How long? Would you
Sorry?
Just how long do you say? You know, I think we have to the first year. It could be done later also. How much later?
No. The first year is what defines it. It wasn't done in the first year. According to Rambam,
anyone could do it in any event.
Yeah, but there's a difference. One is butthole by itself, but the other one requires an act of the court to be allowed to it.
How long could they tell
At any time. 1,000 years later, whatever. But a bezin could then be mavato. So again, I interrupted the Seder. According to the Rambam, if it's something that was mispashit b'chol Yisrael and was begetter siyog, there's nothing to do about it. And even a bezin is godol himenu, cannot be mavato. If it was a takona, then you need a bezin that is godol himenu b'chol himenu. If it was something that was never mispashit, or it was halacha, then any bezin, meaning not the Peshed after the 12 years, the 12 months, and any bezin, even one that's smaller, can cancel or argue on the halacha. And if it was something that within the first 12 months never ended up becoming the kubo on everybody, you don't even need an act of bezin, and it would be botel mevuto. We had an additional element yesterday, the negea patakum, which was the ritva siddish, that if people thought that it had been acted upon in the courts, then that's enough. You don't really have to act upon it to be matzered, because the whole din is only a din in zilusa. That people should not be mizalzil in the Beit Din. And if people believe that there was a Beit Din, so even if there wasn't, there's no zilzul, so there's no point in giving it an actual act of a court. Okay, but that's a fascinating approach by the Ritva. So over here comes along now the shemen takana. We found out that it wasn't mitbashet, as we saw that Rav Shmuel Bar Abba said. They made a survey. It turned out that most people were not keeping the shemen gezerah because they didn't have any shemen available in many places. The samchu rabotenu, I'll be very Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And we were so much on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and furthermore, this was Rav Yehuda Nasiya, furthermore, we were summit in this issue on Rebbe Elazar Tzadik, who said that Ein Gozrin Zerala Tzibur Elohim Kein Rov Tzibur Yecholim La'amod Ba. And in this particular case, this is where Rashi is learning, we have the additional fact that it was never accepted, and Mamela didn't really require a Takana of Beth. And so Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya allowed himself to be the one that would be matcha this in order to avoid any misunderstandings of it. And in this case, as Rashi says, they never were at any time actually had accepted this takana. And in Cain, well, Tzibur Yecholim La'amod Ba. Where do we see this? Amar Rav Anna Bar Ava, my cross, how do we know that there's a din of the Tzibur needing to respond to the Beit Din's takana? Because we find that the Navi speaks ill of Klal Yisrael and saying, "Bimeira atem elim, meorim, v'oti atem kovim, hagoy kulo." You curse yourselves with a curse, meaning you're makabo a gezera. And any kabbalah that gezera has a cherem attached to it, which is the lashon of aror and klala, just like all of the britot of the Torah. And nonetheless, you come back and you steal. Meaning, and you ignore the gezeirah that you yourself, so you steal from me, kovim is to be taken from me. Why? Because it's hagoy kulo. It's because this thing only works when the entire nation accepts it. Iika goy kulo in, but ilo lo. So the Navi is saying that a meirat and norim is only possible if hagoy kulo is involved in it. Guva, getting back to what Bali said, which was a very strange thing about Benotehen, that Benotehen being from the youth says Dvorim, what is that supposed to mean? Now, first of all, the whole thing didn't really make any sense. He said, Pitan Shamnam Yenan Ubnotehen are all part of the Shmona Asrei Davar. What do you mean, Benotehen? Omrim Nagabar Yitzchak, Benotehen doesn't mean not to marry a Goyen. Benotehen means Gazro, Benotehen Nidot Me'arisotan. What it means is that they made a Gezerah that any female Goya, even an infant, in her cradle, is considered to be a Nida. And this created a tremendous rechuk, because of Dinam of Tuma, from Goyim. And so Memela, it was a takona, again, to avoid any contact. And that's what it meant. Now, Geneva says, and he was quoting Rab, that the truth is, Kulam Mishum Avadat Kochavim Gazrubehem. I know that people talk about chatnut as if that's an end in itself, but it's not true. Chatnut is not an end in itself. Our problem is that this is a direct continuation, as we'll see, of Avram Avinu's own approach of distancing oneself from Avodas Kochavim, not specifically from people who are Avodas Kochavim, and that's the way the Masechta begins, with a distancing from societies that support Avodat Kochavim because of the way that this ends up giving support to Avodat Kochavim itself. Mm-hmm. And that's the real issue here. We don't want any grounds, basis, or possible closeness to Avodat Kochavim itself. And all of these things were meant to avoid that type of content. The Chiyasur of the Acha Bar Ada Amr of Yitzchak, what he said was, and I know this doesn't make sense on the surface, he said, Gazrua pitan mishum shamnan, that they said that patakum is prohibited because the oil is prohibited after all. What? Wait a sec. Wait, this is an interruption, obviously. A parenthetical comment. My umed is shemen mipat. What would be the difference between oil and bread? I mean, neither of them are particularly exciting. Sorry. Okay, let me correct that. Gazrua pitan vishamnan mishum yeinam. Now, certainly wine is exciting. And if we will allow, I mean, we'll allow people to drink together, we know what the next step is. I mean, so, okay, if we don't let you have a party, the likelihood is you're not going to end up drinking the wine either. So we will go through that as the first step. Because yayin can bring you, I mean, bread and oil can bring you to drinking wine. wine can bring you to sexual relations with their banot, and the banot can bring you to the worst thing, and that's Dabar Acher, I won't even mention that, and that's about his Kachavim, and that's the real problem.
Are we close to being closer to zero or zero, the way that we just learned?
No, what we're saying is that it's a long series of failures, and one leads to another, so it's right. In a sense, it's kula chara gezera, which, when things became more problematic, we added Isurim. By the way, that has a very special place when it comes to yayin. Because remember, we said before that the reason that we answered yayin is because we're choshish for yayin netzer. So how could you possibly say now that no, actually it's because of chatnut, which is becoming, I don't understand. Are you not choshish for yayin netzer? We showed him a very bothered by this. And before we said, stam yayin, there's a fashash, maybe the easy going was actually Manasseh. And what they say is that there were really two stages of this. That initially, it wasn't nohug for Goyim to be Manasseh. And that it became more nafut as various Christian religions took on popularity. And then the pagan aspects, the people became more religious. The pagan elements of Nisuch became much more common than they had been previously, interesting enough. And therefore, we were more choshish because of the chashash of touching in yayin netzach than we had been earlier, where the yayin was really entirely a social issue. And so then we're left really with two completely different elements when it comes
because
to the yayin.
In the Christian ideologies, the wine is central to their
worship. Yes, that's a very important point.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. So wine took on a very important place in the consciousness of Akum, and so they would be involved with it. They would start thinking about it a lot.
But wasn't it certainly about Azura?
Well, at that point, certainly the pagan elements were very, very strong. I mean, so there are two elements. Here we're talking about the coming to, ultimately, the Chatnut, and from there to Banot. Now, so this Mishum Davar Acher is a euphemism, as I don't want to even mention the word Avodah Zarah. Now there's also a different use of the Varacher, which means an entirely different issue, which is the next thing. Va'al Davar Acher, and we also goes around an entirely different issue, Mishum Davar, for some other issue that we're not going to discuss here. Which we'll discuss in a moment. Now, wait a minute. What is this supposed to mean? We're gozer because we're gozer not marrying a goy because it may come to Avodah Zarah. I always thought it was usher in the Torah to marry a goy. I mean, Benotehem, isn't that the Araisa? Doesn't it say Lo Tichatein Bam? No, the Araisa was only the Shiva Umot and the Sharo Vikohavim Lo. The Torah did not say the other goy. It was only the Canaanites that were in Eretz Yisrael. And this gezera of the Shmonasrei Davar included other goyim. You have to read the gezera after the Shara of Dekel Chaviv. Ooh, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't know that. What about according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who says, remember, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one that's Rabbi Shimon, he's Dorish Taima Dekra. So according to him, when it says, Ki Yasirat Bimcha Me'acharai, why does the Torah say, because you know what will happen, next thing you know is that they will turn your child away from me, and they will end up worshipping foreign gods. And I know that myself. So the Torah says that it's going to be coming to be marvah, some additional thing. So he says that comes the rabot kolam meisirot. Any type of goy is going to end up being meisir your child. And the Torah is now answering that as a diraisa. So ma'ikalameimar. So then why do we need the 18 takonas if it was as a diraisa? No. You'll notice that it's the loti tchatein, which means marriage. Now obviously, when it says bincha lotikach, lebincha, and so on, kicha means kiddushin. Obviously, there's no real kiddushin, but there's such a thing as acting. There's a common law marriage. So acting in marriage is what the Torah asks. Because there, indeed, you have an opportunity for the type of contract that's going to bend your mind. You know, you're living with a person over time, and in living with a person, you end up, you know, you're raising your children together, and ultimately you have mixed religions and a Christmas tree in the house and
so on. Religion.
But that's a disaster. But there was certainly no iser to simply promiscuously sleep with a non-Jew. And therefore, we needed to have an iser that would aser even derech znut. And so they came along in the Yudchet Dvarim, and they asered znut with goyim.
Is that only according to Rishon Yochai, that living in marriage with none with
No, no, that this is how we passed. And the only question was whether we're achieving Shiva, Uma, Israel, or all of them. Now, wait a minute. But Znut, we know, is a very ancient thing because they were going to burn Tamar. Now, why were they going to burn Tamar? I mean, all that Tamar had done was slept with someone there at Znut. I mean, so it must have been that they had a very firm takana against sleeping with non-Jews. The assumption was, I mean, even though there were no Jews at the time, but since they had were treating themselves as Jews, and from the time of Avram, you know, were Shema, the Derech Hashem, then that Derech Hashem gave them a specific national identity, and they answered sleeping around with people that weren't on that Derech, to the point that they were ready to kill for it. So if Znut, already in the Beit Din of Shame, is the first time that we find that there were gozer on Znut, if Yom Yehuda Hotziyua Betisareth, which of course was the reason that when they found out that it was Yehuda, there was no problem because Yehuda was Jewish. The only point was they assumed that Tamar had been sleeping with somebody. They didn't think it was one of them, so there were only non-so-called Jews at the time. Right. Although they may have been more masculine on the getter of Znut of Yavama. So, in any event, they said, it's Yehuda Tzareit. Okay, that's true. But that's only because she is female. You see, Yehuda was a male, had no problem sleeping with a non-Jewish female. The reason is because a female is more likely to be drawn to the male than a male who's simply picking up a harlot is going to be drawn to a prostitute. Emotionally. And therefore, there was no desire originally at the time of shame of not sleeping with a prostitute who was non-Jewish. So Yehuda didn't do anything wrong. But Tamar, who was sleeping with a non-Jewish male, and would therefore possibly end up emotionally involved, that they had made a takana about, and they were very careful about it, and so only when they found out that, no, it was me, then that was okay. And so they were, you know, mavatal the tzaka on her. So therefore, there were two levels over here. You see, diuraita, when we say diuraita over here, we don't mean a diuraita. We mean the case mentioned in the Torah, which was the Beit Din Shel Shem. They had only been gozer an ovet yochavim who sleeps with a bat Yisrael. Because a bat Yisrael may become emotionally involved, and mush a bat reishi will follow him. Abo Yisrael habal avet yochavim, we did not make a takana for a Jewish male not to sleep, stam, promiscuously, not derech hatznut, with a goyim. That was okay. They came along, now in the Yudchet Dvarim, the Talmidim of Shammai Vehillel, and they were gozer that a Jewish male should not sleep with a non-Jewish female. So, Abala Vedet Kochavim. I thought that that was like a big deal. Pinchas killed somebody for that. I don't get that. Yisrael Abala Vedet Kochavim, that's how Bachelor Merchim Sinai. I mean, if Pinchas was allowed to kill somebody, so obviously there's a problem with it. So how can you say that Shammai and Hillel were the ones, or the Talmidim of Shammai and the Old goes? No. Diuraita b'farhesia. No, excuse me. The issue over there wasn't the znut. The issue over there was the fact that it's making a public statement. And that's kemate shayah, like what happened with Zimri and with Pinchas. But Atu Inu, they came along and they said, the act per se is prohibited. Afilu b'tzina'ah. But wait a minute. Isn't there an earlier takana about promiscuous relations with non-Jews, even by Jewish males? But the Beit Din of Chashmonai made a gzeir about that, didn't they? B'tzina'ami Beit Din shel Chashmonai gazru. B'chiyata Rabbimi Omar, Beit Din shel Chashmonai gazru, that Yisrael habal ovedet kochavim, a Jewish male sleeping with a goya, would be chayev because of nashga, meaning they treated her as if he had slept with anida, drabonan, and that means that he would get specifically a malchus drabonan, malchus mardus, for sleeping with anida drabonan, They would go to, let's say, Anita and Bashi's role, and somebody would sleep with her. So he would be Chayim Makas Mardis. Furthermore, they called her a Shivcha. And by calling her a Shivcha, remember that the Rambam's Shita is, and which includes taking this Gemara into account, that a Shivcha is actually prohibited because of Lo Yeh Kadesh, which means not to enter the type of relationship that can never end with Kiddushin, here with Yichus, and she has no Yichus. So there was here a Gezera Min Rabbanan to call her also a Shivcha, and they called her a Goya, which is the Gimel, meaning as if he was actually married to her, even though he was only sleeping with her, so that they would give him Makas for that too, as if he had married a Goya, and they called her an Eishes Ish. Now, even though there's no such thing as an Eishes Ish, perhaps, by a Goya in terms of a Jew, but they gave her a din of an Eishes Ish to punish him separately. You know, get four separate Malkis for this. There's a Machlokas we've shown him whether this means even a non-Jewish, a non-married Jewish, right, a Pnuya non-Jew, is an Eishes Ish. Or whether this means that we would treat the marriage of a Goya as a real marriage to a Jew, as if he slept with an Eishes Ish. But that if she were in fact unmarried, even in common law, then he would only be chayav three times.
Four separate malkiyos.
He also, Rabin said, no, the Gezerah wasn't Eishes Ish. The Gezerah was to give him a din of a zonah. Again, here's my focus, whether we're talking about a Kohen, that she should be called a zonah. Remember that zonah is a very halakhic definition. It doesn't mean a harlot. It means someone who is nivellus, a biyasura, and that Kohen sleeps with her and so on. Doesn't have any implications for Gabi prostitution, because even a real prostitute is not a zonah, according to Moshita, for Gabi the Kohen. Or whether this is a new din that is Yisrael should be chayav as if he is a Kohen sleeping with a zonah. That's a machlokes. But in any event, there was an ancient gezerah from the time of the Chashmonaim. What do we need the gezerah of Shammai and Hillel's Talmidim for? Ah, but that was also a separate stage. Because Kigazur Beit Dinosh HaChashmonaim Biyah, the Beit Din of the Chashmonaim only ushered actual sexual relations. Abu Yehud Lo. They did not make any takana against being alone with a non-Jewish woman, because after all, even if you are alone with her, the worst that's going to happen is you end up sleeping with her, and sleeping with her itself is only a takana, and so on and so forth, and they didn't make a takana for that. They came along, and they were gozer, even Yichud. Kafil Yichud. But Yichud was also an earlier takana, says the Gemara. But Yichud was the bezdin of David after the Maisa of Amnon v'Tamar, because the Omer of Yehuda, both Tasha Agaz, were all Yichud. But after they saw what happened with Amnon and Tamar, they said, you know, if this can happen, even in family situations like this, with such important people, I mean, certainly we should be ushering Yichud. Yes, it's true. But they ushered Yichud of Abad Yisrael. Even a Pnuya. Okay, that is a big stretch. I mean, because again, what's going to happen? Worst comes to worst, you'll sleep with her. It's not the end of the world. But they made a takona that you shouldn't be alone with her in order not to come to sleep with her. But Mela, that's in order to protect the Jewish in the relationship with the Kedushas Yisroel. But for a Goya, which is not common. I mean, how often would a Jewish man alone with a Goya? I mean, to be alone with a Jewish woman happens all the time. But this made, they weren't gozeron. Came along now, the Talmidim of Shammai v'Hillel, and made an additional takana. Also, Inu, and they were Gozru Afilu Ayichud Avaris Kachavim. So they said, you're not even allowed to be alone with a Goya. Wait, how could you say that David's Bezdin was the source of the Yisru Yichud and Bas Yisroel? I thought that's an Yisru Diraisa Yichud. Yichud, the Bas Yisroel, is the way you notice that the Gemara has managed to get in every last Takona and possible Torah of anything that has to do with these types of relations. So Yichud Bas Yisroel is the right, the Amr of Yochanan Mishul Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehotzadek. Remez li Yichud Ben HaTorah Minayin. Where do we see that the Torah itself takes into consideration in Yisro of Yichud? Shinemar ki Yesitcha Achicha Ben Imcha. What is that supposed to mean? When your brother, who is your mother's son, will try to seduce you into worshipping Avod Eskechavim. He said, well, and if it's your father's son, then he won't. Well, what's going on? Hello, the chat is like this. If you don't have a common mother, you see, this boy's not going to be in the house. And if he's not going to be in the house, you're not going to get all that close to him as a stepbrother. So memela, there's not a problem of hasata. The Torah wants to talk about a case. Your brother was the son of your mother, and therefore will be alone with her in the house together with you, and they'll grow up together. And then one day he'll come to you and they'll say, you know, I had a wonderful experience at church. Why don't you join me? And so on. So over there, enochinami, you have to worry about it. So you see from here that a bane, and only a bane, could be mityached im imo. But somebody who's not a true bane, enacher mityached im kol arayot betorah, being as the incest taboo is strong enough for mother, son, not to suppose that they're going to end up sleeping with each other, there's no issue yichud. But when we don't have a sufficiently powerful taboo, then we have to make a takona of yichud against all other arayot. So why did we need David's takona? Obviously, because the arayitza, the yichud arayitza, refers to isurei erva that don't have taboos attached, like an eshes ish. So over there, okay. The arayitza is where there's going to be, if you end up sleeping with her, you're going to be over a terrible isur. But with David HaMelech is saying, a pnuya, what's the isur sleeping with a pnuya? So memela, they never asked yichud. Comes along David, and because of the Maaseh Shehayu with Amnon and Tamar, they were gozer afilo yichud pnuya, and comes along Tamina Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, and they were gozer even of the yichud of Avodat Kohanim. By the way, what's the other thing because of some other thing? I mean, we have three other things. So the first other thing was the unmentionable, which was Avodat Kohanim. And then there was another issue because of some other issue, which has nothing to do with the list of the original takkanos. What's that? That, says Omer Nachman Yitzchak, goes, well, tindok ovei kochavim, besides being gozer on females, that they are nidot, even when they're in their cribs as infants, they also made a takkana on a male child, an ovei kochavim, that he should have a din of zivas. Why? Because they wanted people to keep their children away from goyish children. And of course, when you're noyeg tumah v'tahara, you'd be careful not to let your child touch a zav, because they figure shloyeg tinok Yisrael ragil etzlo b'mishkav zachur. You figure that in goyish society, homosexual relationships are very common, and therefore, in order not to have a mixture of males, of Jewish males with non-Jewish males, we were misakin tumah.
Not a later age.
Ah. Now, what it seems to be saying over here is that it's even on a tinok from the same stage, which would mean Bari Satan. However, that wasn't really clear, because as Reb Zera says, you know, I had a horrible time getting a psak on this issue. Tsar gadol ayali etzer Rabasi. So I used to ask her about this, and I never got an answer. Rabasi had his problem trying to get an answer out of Reb Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was trying to get an answer out of Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai was trying to get an answer out of Rabbi Nazim ben Amram. Rabbi Nazim ben Amram finally came to Rebbe, and he got the wrong answer, as we'll see. And what he asked was, Tinoko veko chavim me'ematai metamei b'ziva. At what point does he have this tumah? And Rebbe said, it was, he's metamei b'ziva ben yomo, even as soon as he's born. And then I went ahead and I asked Rabbi Chiya. And Rabbi Chiya said, oh no way. He has to be old enough to have sexual relations, which means he has to be over 9 years old. I went back to Rabbi. I said, you know, what's the deal? Oh, Marley said, you know what? I was wrong. Forget about what I said about Ben Yomo. Take Rabbi Chiya as the psak. He's got to be over 9 years old. I mean, after all, our problem over here was sex. So, I mean, if he's not old enough to have such relations, why would we make it takana anyway? So we were only gozer on him from the time that he's royal of Yah. And the whole of the royal of Yah, mitame nami viziva. So we made the shiur the same shiur. Hello.